Welcome back to the Musings of a Book Collector. As an introduction, it's the summer, so some people have more time on their hands and are always looking for something new what to read. And in addition, I'm recording this episode right before Tisha B'Av, where people, on Tisha B'Av especially, are looking for what to read, what's mutter. It's always a big discussion. So I decided to speak briefly about the importance of learning Jewish history, and specifically zoom in to speak about two historical classics that have recently been published of Jewish history. That is the Shevet Yehuda, and the Yavin Metzula. This episode has been sponsored by myself as a labor of love, and also to help me get klar, at least start getting klar, some of my material that I've collected on this topic over the years. If one enjoys it or has any comments, email me at eliezerbrot@gmail.com. Information how you can sponsor or even contribute a small amount to this endeavor or sign up to the various episodes that are behind the paywall can be found at my website, eliezerbrot.com. Now, interestingly enough, the topic of Jewish history begins in the world of halacha, relating to Hilchos Shabbos Negei Mukta, but more specifically, the sugyas of Dabra Davar, and what one is allowed to read and discuss on Shabbos. So there's a mechaber, a famous mechaber, in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Tez Zayin, that he talks about over there. He says, Melitzos Mashalm Shel Sichas Chulin V'Divrei Cheshek, Kigayin Sefer Emmanuel, referring to Emmanuel Aroimi, V'Chein Sefer Melchamos, Aser L'Krayis Ben B'Shabbos. History books that talk about wars, Aser. Then he says, what about during the week? He says, Af b'chol aser misho moishev leitzim, v'ayv misho mal tifna alililim. Then he says, v'divir cheshek yigesu misho migra yetzer hara. Okay, then he says, whoever publishes them and whatever, ein tzach leimer amat pisim, or wrote them, machtiyim es harabim. This is the shita of the mechaber. A lot to say about it, but it's not for now. Ramah. They're written in Laz. But if they're written in Lashon HaKodesh, it will be mutter to read on Shabbos. Okay, this is obviously a big sugya, a lot of aspects. What's the makairis going on over here between the Mechaber and Ramav? There's a huge machlekes over here. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin, Asalumer B'Shabbos Yontif, you can only learn Torah. Sefer Chachmas is also science books, let's see. The Yesh Mishamatir. And there's other aspects discussed through this. Fine. Looking in the Darkei Maisho, I'm fond to always say, that's how we get to learn about the Ramaz sources. He tells too the Trumas Hadeshen and Siman Samach Aleph. And the Trumas Hadeshen is very famous. Also, needs to be Meirich to explain all the different aspects, but Pekitzer, the Trumas Hadeshen says as follows. That we find, people, Marshall, even in those days, way back, after shul, they want to talk, they want to hack, they talk about what's going on in the news. The Saper Shmuis, Menyani Melachim, Visharim, and the wars, etc., is there an Isser or not? So he brings down the Sugya Taisis, the Rosh, Shalmi about it, and other Makairis. And then in the midst, he says as follows. Mais when the other Mis'an Gimbekach, they have Ana. Kishemedabrum, Musaprum, Shmuis, Mehamalachim, Visarim, Keder Harbu, and the other Shemetarmakach, Nir Devade Shari. It's going to be Mutter. Then he says, Navakinim Isilis Aneg, Vilois, Navshoi Shari. Who didn't, from somewhere else, we see such a concept also if it's out Einig, who didn't in Sichas Yisera. Okay, and in Melo, this changes the whole conversation, and this is why we see the Ramah is much more Mekel than the Mechaber, who, as I quoted, was very Machmir in this sugya. Okay, now obviously there's intense discussion necessary to come out to understand all the different aspects, the Rishayt, the Mekayrus of this, and what's the Gedarim exactly, but this is just some of the basic material on the sugya. In the discussion, Siman Shin Zayin, so there's a Bach that talks about this. The Ramah, what the Ramah means, when I just rushed through it, Lashon Laz, in Hebrew, it's in whatever, what's going on. Anyway, he throws out there, what about Sefer Yesifun, the Sefer Divrei Yom Shor Yosef HaKoyin, Uchu Yitzben, Diesh Lomay Misafraim, Kama Divrei Moser V'Yir Shamayim. So then, even if it's in Lashon Laz, let's say it's not in Hebrew, let's say for us, practical, let's say it will be in English, it will be mutter to read on Shabbos. That's what comes out from this Bach. L'maisa, the Shabbos over there brings down this piece from the Bach, but he adds on another Sefer. He adds on the Sefer Shevet Yehuda. And brings that Sefer Yosifun, Sefer Devar Yom Shor Yosukoyin, and Sefer Yud, these three Svarim, Yesh Lomay Mem Kamadini Musav Yer Shamayim, so there's no Isser. The Ber Hativ in 1708, this is the first Ber Hativ, he also says this with the addition of the Shevet Yehuda. And from there we have the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Alts the Ber Hativ and the Oyla Shabbos. Now, interestingly enough, the Shevet Yehuda already makes in Lamashon the Sma in Chayshe Mishpat, in Tav Chav Hei, Sif Kat Nid Ches. He brings down a piece from it, and from there others do. Now, there's a legendary piece, very famous, of Rabbi Yaakov Emden over here in Siman Shin Zayin, which is well worth one's time to learn very carefully. And this is a key Nakuda in about Jewish history, especially Mechlal. And not only on Shabbos. And therefore, I'm just going to quote a few parts of it. He says like this. Let's say to read the Divrei Malchi Yisrael, found where in the Tzemach Tavid Chelek Rishon, in the Sefer Yochsen, these Chiburim, he calls them their Kisifrei Kodesh Mamish. Why? She'en Eskeim Elu Binyani Mikve Talmud. And mostly it deals with Yoni Yisrael, the Nisim that happened to us. So these you can read even on Shabbos. Okay, maybe there's some parts that you have to stay away from, but as a whole, you can read it, and certainly in the weekday. However, there are parts that where he's talking about the Chibur Divrei Malchus Yisrael, this is what we quoted earlier from the Bach L'mashal, they're referring to the Sefer from Yosef Kayin, Divrei Yom Shor Yosef Kayin. So over there says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Marek Tzi over here, Mitzvah L'Kreisim B'mei Bein Amitzaram. Avaloi B'Shabbos. Why? Mipnei Shetzar Hulanu. Chein Divrei Yom Shor Yosef Kayin Ani Oyser L'Kreisim B'Shabbos L'Gamri Mehai Taimu. Why? Lefisha Iker Ha'enyonim Shemevi Memuris Yisrael V'Sharoi L'Daitim Me'enyoni Gzer Shmad Mashar Dvarim B'Telem Umtamze B'Asma Yesh La'asa Kriya Sefer Shevet Yehuda B'Shabbos. It would come out that you should not be able to read the Sefer Shevet Yehuda B'Shabbos. So even though I brought you from already the Oyla Shabbos, and then from the other Ber Hativ and the Mishnah Berurah says the Marek Tzio, it would be problematic. Why? In Niskarim by Ma'is and Nisim Ram Shir Lavaseinu, he says the following words: Nei Hadvarim Hamatzivim Umadivim Nefesh Hakayrim. It gets you pain. It's very painful to read about the tzaras that happened. And plugging back in with the Trumas HaDeshen that we began, it makes sense. Abachol nachoin. But what about during the week? Nachoin v'ruchroi l'kol ish yudi l'ayin ba'al yeda n'yonav. To know the history. V'yarvich m'yonad kama divrei chachma v'akul miskal yod b'sipen eflois Hashem l'mo'esenu. He's talking about the Shevet Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu adres me'yisei yoyisei eini Hashem aleinu shalo yazenu l'kal yisenu. He didn't leave us. L'chein ani oimer mitzvi al kol adam Yisrael yizbaki b'sefer nechman al zel iskar chazdei Hashem, to know the chazdei Hashem that it did meshach kol adaris ki leitamnu mikol hashmadeis harba mushum shem harayonum uba agav yilmudu mitoichet varam etukum v'yikarim leiv nava yikna das b'darke avikuach, because there's a lot of vikuchim with the goyim that were mentioned over there barichos, and you will gain a lot from it. Okay, so here we have, there's a machloikis, and we understand what's behind the machloikis already, because we have the background from the Trumas HaDeshen. But bottom line is, during the week, Avada, learning Shevet Yehuda, is extremely chashev and important, and to know all this. Then he's talking specifically about the Divrei Yom Shor Yosef HaKayin, and he says it's not so important, even during the Chol, because it deals with a lot of the stuff that happened in Malchei Yom HaSa'ilam Shavru. You don't need to know it so much. So too refers to the parts in the Sefer Yochsen and Tzemach Tavid that deal with non-Jewish history. But he says like this: there are times, you know, you're weak from learning, you know, you need a vacation a little bit from learning, ben hazmanim, stuff like that. So you can learn it quickly, because he says, not only that, it could come out that there's also nafkaminas to know this. So therefore, it's important. So even the world general history, there is some aspect to learn it. Again, not the same level at all as the Shevin Yehuda, and therefore, and it's much more limited when one could learn it. Now, as I said, this piece of Rabbi Yaakov Emden is very quoted, very famous, and just to mention, Ratz Chayes, famous person, was Isaac and all different Yanim, and he also, so he brings at least two places, Lamashal, he has a chibur called Tveris Lamaisha. Over there he talks about the importance on page Tavav in volume 1 of the collected writings of his. And he talks about the importance of learning Jewish history. Leman Yedu Mapol El Umozois, Echanoshim, Moisenim, Meoz, Hema, Oilim, Vyardim, Umisnagim, Ashkacha, Pratis, Meta, Isbarch, Vichibicholdar, Vidar, Oindim, Lachalisenu, Nakajbarch, Makeim, Lon, Behol, Ace, Goyal, Nemon, Amasimus, Nafshe, Bekapil, Hatsal, Amoin, Arav, Hazev, Vigod, Arosh, and Hatsil. Then he brings down, Vahim, Besave, Mark, Tzia, Bekitzer, and then he adds some more aspects, Makairis, relating to learning Jewish history and the importance. Very important pieces to see inside. Elsewhere, the Ratz Chayes, and he has tshuvas. So in tshuvas, Simon Yud Beis, he has a whole arichos, and then he's talking, the shaila was, if you can learn Sifr Chochma on Shabbos, which we said was the Sif Yud Zayin in the Mechaber, which we quoted. So he talks all about that. And then he brings down barichos. He says, L'mana avasoi amarti loy emna milahatikoi lefnei, to the person who asked him the question, then he says, this chibur is yakar b'metzius, so then he brings you down the whole piece of Reb Yaakov Emden, showing you how important he feels this piece is. Okay, so these are so you see here the Gisha of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Now, Avada, in this short time, I'm not trying to quote all the different shitas and gishot and approaches there are to Jewish history and exactly what all the importances are and everything. L'mashal, there's the famous, in recent years, has become very famous, Rabbi Shimon Schwab, in one of his volumes of the collected writings of his, is an essay called Jewish History, which is people are very fond of quoting. And Tzarchin Gadol, exactly what he means, and Amir Tzashem, at one point, I hope to return to this topic much more by Richos, and we'll try to see possibly what he means and where he's coming from. Now, so far we have some positive approaches to importance of learning Jewish history, and Derech Agav, they're mentioning the Chibur Shevet Yehuda. So I feel that it's just worth to mention a few brief marmakaimis on this topic of people, Gedolim, and others that talk about the chashivas of learning Jewish history. Number one, one of the G'dayli Olam, Bizman of the Vilna Gaon, Shark Zarya and others, was the Seder Adayrus, Baal Seder Adayrus, Rav Halpern. So, just to see the description of him, the Maggid of Pletzk, who was a person who was zeichet to be mashamish to Vilna Gaon, in his drushes that were published for a manuscript a few years back. So he talks about the different gedolim of his time before him, and so he mentions L'mashal, there was Rabbi Yonason Prague, who wrote his Chashuva Chiburim, and then he says Rav Hagoyin Hagadol Baal Hamechaber Sefer Seder Adayrus Kasher Noyde Besvar V'Hakadoshim Yatzalar, and because he's describing the greatness of this generation, that there were many great gedolim, one of them being Rabbi Yonason Prague, and one of them he lists in his list is the Seder Adayrus. Now, so he was a gadol in a generation that had many gedolim, as I said, also the Shargas Aryeh and others. So, one specific point that's found if one looks in the Seder Adayrus, is that we see it was fit to invest. He was a gadol. He was Rosh Hashiva also. He spent a lot of his time into history as a topic of itself, and he wrote an incredible introduction to his own work, emphasizing and explaining with numerous examples the great importance of knowing this. Now, we already find that the work was quoted by Gedolim already shortly after it was printed. L'mash Rabbi Yosef Steinhardt writes in Tshuva Zichron Yosef, to a tshuva to his extraordinary brother-in-law, Rabbi Shai Berlin, Rabbi Shai Pick, he says, V'achar kaysa yadvarim ha'elu, bal yadei seifa nikra seider hadoiris, that was just published in 1769, maskama gami meni, v'arisi sham, b'seider tanan v'amaram, and he brings all peace. Not only that, the chida, ki yadua, was Isaac in the sugya, when he talks about the seider hadoiris, also says, and the chelik of Tanan Amaram, Heruni es koyche be Talmud vaitzim be kiyosai de kol raz loy honestly, kashi is takel mayin we unbelievable kiyos faragwa yaka gadusa ki abavli veru shalmi vamadrashim keman demunich be kistai, the akdama aruch va noyro ve tikun hashash achre ve chelik Tanan Amaram mavilim es harayin maris neflois plius be kiyos, be kitzer. Unbelievable stuff. Now, so Bekitzer, this is a work now. Obviously, what it is, and it needs to be analyzed and explained exactly what it's trying to do, what its goals, and how that works with what Jewish history, in defining exactly what we even mean when we say Jewish history. Okay. Meretz Hashem, there'll be other times. In one of the most controversial works of the past few hundred years, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes from Naftali Wiesel, which was Mamish just recently republished. So over there, in page 71 in the new edition, he also discusses the importance of knowing history, and he says, "Ulechein ha'holchil lebeis ha'medrash roi len lilmoi gam seder ha'doiris ve'kayre ha'itim, achi yedei echnes galgal advar merishis." And it's very helpful. These ideas help you in understanding the Torah, Chumash, and all different, and Tanakh, ki yadua. Now, Lamashal, there was a work called Kairis Ha'itim. This was a yid that was a shamish by Ramar Tchabanet, very close to Ramar Tchabanet. And in an episode that's going to be available behind the paywall shortly, we'll discuss some more about Richas. But he wrote it, amongst the works that he wrote, was a work called Kairis Ha'itim. And this is a historical work of that period of time, of the late 1700s. It has a beautiful scholar from Ramar Tchabanet and other gedolei of that kufa that knew him well. Another haskama to a completely historical work. This haskama, incredible haskama, is to the work called Kairish Nois Kedem from Remeir Fischer, published in Prague. And what's fascinating about this, this was published in Prague, 1812. Okay, so his father was one of the Gedolim of Prague, okay? But this Meir Fischer wrote a work, it's called Kairos Shnois Kedem. This is a historical, mamash, a plain up simple historical work dealing with the with wars and milchamas and all this type of stuff. So who does he have a lengthy haskama from? The Rav of Prague. At the time, the Avbezdin of Prague, how's it signed over there? Who? Rabbi Lezer Fleckless, the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava. And here he says, fascinating stuff. He says, he made a kitzer from all the different chiburim that are out there, including, this is, we're talking Rabbi Lezer Fleckless, throws us in there, Rabbi Zari Menadoimim, and the other works that are out there. So, that you... And he says, I went through very carefully to make sure that there's nothing Chalila Kenega the Torah. And he says, after Shabbos, this is the truth we have a saying, this in the Haskama, after Shabbos, Mutter L'Kreisbei V'yikar L'Shabbos Einig, K'arevin Dvar Malai Oizen Shemas. The Kitzer, this is historical stuff, and what the Chiddush is, light Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the way Rabbi Yaakov Emden talking about the Shevet Yehuda might be not so passionate, but as I said already, light the Bach, and then with the Haysafa from the Eilis, Shabbos, and then the Achra, the Berahit of bringing it down, the Mishnah Berurah, it's move on. We're Rabbi Lezer Fleckless. He's another Mar Makom for this, and we'll come out to read about, even reading about these wars, and again, this would be tally back into the Trumas Hadesh. There's three more Mar Makomis on this, and then we'll go move on. Number one is Rav Matisyahu Strashon wrote an incredible Hagdama to the second edition of Rabbi Finn's classic work on Vilna Kirya Nemana. So besides writing Ha'aretz on Etzem Sefer, he also wrote like a Hagdama, the Chashivas of Jewish, knowing Jewish history. Again, there he also quotes Rabbi Tzchayus and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but many other things and how he puts it down, Givaldic on paper, about the importance of learning Jewish history. It's Givaldic and very kedai to read, and it was later on published in his Mifchar Ktzavim, from Meiser of Kok. Another Maramakam about this, I'm fond of quoting, I remember from the first time I ever came across it, is Rav Shlomo HaKohen from Vilna, when the Gedolim of Litov, the Tkufa, and he gave a skama to the maskilic work of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac ben Yaakov, Oitzer HaSvar, that came out in Vilna, with Fos Almanes Achim Reim, in 1880s, actually it was 1877 till 1880, this unbelievable work. Ariyoyim, it's extremely valuable. But one of the things that's fascinating is the Haskama from Reb Shlomo HaKohen, dying in Vilna, and explaining the importance of Jewish history. It's a few pages where he gives samples and other nekudas, explaining why it's important that this work, Aitzer Sfarim of Ben Yaakov, as it's called, is important. And not only that, the other dayan of Vilna, Rabbi Yosef ben Rafal, who Emirat Hashem is actually going to be the subject of a podcast behind the paywall in the near future, in the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach on electricity series. So he also discusses and mentions in this, in his beautiful Haskama, the importance of Jewish history. Okay, and the last Maramakam I'm very fond of. From when I saw it the first time, I just find it fascinating. And basically, in short, Rav Meshulam Roth created a curriculum. Rav Meshulam Roth was a Galitziana Goyin, Talmud Muvik, Bar Meir Arik, who made it to Eretz Yisrael, and he published his Tshuvas called Mavaser, but he was a Goyin Olam in Mamish all years of Tyre, Lamashal, not so well known. He wrote a Chashav Echibar on Ibn Ezra. And he knew everything. And one of the things was he created a curriculum to how to educate Bachram from a young age till a late age. And it's incredible to see all the different Svarim that he held that over time should be learned by the Bachram. In the list is Avada, a bunch of different classical works on history, and he held that this was also an important aspect of Yiddishkeit and the Torah that people should learn. Okay. So these are just some of the many, many brief Maramakamis that are out there that I've collected over time, discussing the importance of learning Jewish history. So now, focusing on the two works that were classics throughout the generations and were recently published in the past year or two. Number one is the Shevet Yehuda. So the Shevet Yehuda, the author is Reb Shlomo Virga. It seems he's born around 1460, dies in 1554. Who he was and everything about him, the academic world does not know all that much. Over the years, they have discovered various bits and pieces. Eventually, his son, Rabbi Yosef, he adds to the Chibur, and it's considered a classic historical work from when it was published. It was a classic. It was published dozens of, many, many times in multiple languages. And just to mention the works, one should the most recent work which is valuable on it is from Professor Jeremy Cohn, a historian in exile, Salomon Ibn Virga, Shevet Yehuda and the Jewish Christian Encounter. As I mentioned, that there's a lot of vikuchim collected in here that happened over the generations. So not everything is that he's an eyewitness account. It's things that he collected from a wide range of sources. So there's this recent book from Jeremy Cohn about it. Earlier on, his Rebbe in Jewish history, one of the famous Jewish historians, especially in the sugya of learning Jewish history, is Yosef Yerushalmi. So he wrote a book in 1976, The Lisbon Massacre of 1506 and the Royal Image in the Shevet Yehuda. So this small book, it seems he was going to write much more about the Shevet Yehuda, but this is an important work in general in the academic world on the Shevet Yehuda. Now, So, as I said, he collected from all different things. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, which we already quoted his piece where he's talking about the Cheshivas of the Sefer in general. So in the journal Tzfunot, they published his notes that he wrote on the sides of his Shaven Yehuda. It seems he had more, but they only had some. It's found in Tzfunot, Volume Ches and Tes, published by... And one other Nakuda, which again also relates to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and this is an extremely famous piece, is Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, which we must mention was just recently published by Mechon Zichron Aaron in a beautiful edition, and immediately sold out in Eretz Yisrael. So in Pesach, by the Haggadah, so many people have the minig, that they say, Erev Pesach, the Avodah of the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, L'toises bir seder karban Pesach bezman abayis, Navi bekar mashakasav v'sefer shev Yehuda, Edis ben Necher, a goyisha testimony from the times of the Romans, what he saw in Yerushalayim, exactly, and it helped to give you a feeling of what was, how unbelievable it was, and what we lost because of our aveiros, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, v'nespalo b'leiv shalim Hashem Yisbarach yachzer avoidas beis megoshenu b'meher v'yameinu. And this is a nice lengthy passage from an incredible section found in the Shevet Yehuda. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings it down. It's two pages. He's ma'ir on some. He has some ha'aris on some of it. And then he says, he brings it down so that we should learn. He concludes, that kind of sipra, who attacked you like your yichu musar bnei amenu v'yul mekav v'chayim l'shtaykik ala avaydak to'isha masay tashav l'tziyim v'zechazena inenu v'chulu v'chulu. So very apropos, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden feels it's so important, he goes out of his way to quote this whole passage in his Siddur. Now, there's a lot to say about this chibur, and that is not the purpose of today. Amir Tzashem, at a later point, we'll come back to visit specific stories and things that one can learn from the actual Sefer. But my goal is just to mention this classic work, and even though it was published so many times, there was never a real, I guess you could call it, even a somewhat academic edition, Ha'aris, explanations, explaining the background, what his sources were, until Maisid Bialik published in 1947 what's called the only critical edition of the work. And in the back, there was dozens of ha'aris from Professor Azriel Sheikhet. Very useful. So finally, and it was very hard to find. So even though there are on the market some editions of the Shevet Yehuda, but not what's called the critical edition, so you don't have all these amazing ha'aris. And it was expensive. So Baruch Hashem, Carmel, the publishing house Carmel and Bialik in 2023 reissued this volume with some new ha'aris and a new introduction also. But bottom line is, today you could buy for a reasonable price the Shevet Yehuda, and it has in the back very many useful ha'aris giving you the background of each piece, where it's coming from, and a lot of different other pieces of information that makes it extremely user-friendly, at least what's going on in the Sefer. But as I said, the literature, there's a lot of literature about it, and there's a lot to learn from the Sefer, and it was well read by many, many different people. And as I just quote a bunch of pieces from Rabbi Yaakov Emden about it, well worth for one to go through, specifically in these times. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the period of the 3 weeks, and Bechlal, even though parts are depressing, so to speak, and very sad, which is what caused Rabbi Yaakov Emden to say maybe not to read it on Shabbos, but it's still extremely very useful, and obviously for Tisha B'Av, it's great, important reading for them. Okay, that's the first Sefer that I wanted to discuss today. The second Sefer is the Yavam Metzula. So the Yavam Metzula, there's a lot to discuss, and we could spend here a very long time, which I'm not tonight going to do that, as the clock is already very late, but I will discuss a little bit about it, and it's as follows. This work was written by Reb Nasa Nota Hanover. Okay, Reb Nasa Nota Hanover, it appears he's born around 1620, and it seems he dies in 1683, although it's not 100% clear when he dies. There are sources that he actually dies Al Kiddush Hashem, which is interesting. We'll see why soon. So after Survive, he publishes his work pretty much after surviving what's known as the Khmelnytsky and the Cossacks of Tach V'Tat, 1648-1649, the vicious destruction of Polish Jewry at the time, where a crazy number of Yidden were killed in horrific ways, and he was an eyewitness running away from them in his city where he was and survives. And what he does is he writes a chronicle of the events from what he saw and what he heard. And basically, it's published in 1653. So it's pretty much right after, mamish a few years after everything quiets down relatively. And the Sefer became a very, very popular, whether in Hebrew, it was translated to Yiddish, other languages, and it was widely read and known. A lot has been written about it, and here too, I'm not going to mention the long, long list of academic articles and books about it, just to mention two. One is work Yoel Rabba, Bein Zikaron LaChashuk, Zeres Tach V'Tat B'Rishimois B'nei Hazman U'Berei Aksiva Historiot. This book came out from Tel Aviv University in 1994. A very, very valuable book on the sugya. And much more recently, an excellent book on the sugya came out from Adam Teller, Rescue the Surviving Souls, the Great Jewish Refugee Crisis of the 17th Century. And what this is the result of what happened from Tach V'Tat, the outcome and all the different things. That's what that book deals with in depth. And not only that, Adam Teller has written other articles where he deals with, including an article in depth about Renaissance Hanover. And so there's a lot of literature about the sugya. And, okay. So now, basically, this chibur, Yavin Metzula, becomes the sefer about Tach V'Tat. And as I said, it details everything about it. It's considered very reliable. All the historians use it. And they trust it. Where he got his sources from, not everything did he see. So it appears that some of the stuff he got from accounts that he heard from people and others, and there's also a lot more to say about the sources, possibly taking from other earlier accounts that were also written from other eyewitnesses that Yidden had published at that time, but that's beyond the scope of today. Now, but he becomes the, even though there's a multiple works of the what happened Tach V'Tat, his work becomes the classic, so to speak. And the question really is why, what was so unique and special about his work as opposed to other works, and I hope to have some answers shortly. Now, so first, a few ha'aris, and then we'll get more into this. Number one, so this work, Yavin Metzula, so as I said, it was published a bunch of times. So first, this just came out again in 2025 by Carmel. It was originally published by what's known as Kibbutz HaMuchad in 1945. Now, what's interesting is that the Yavin Metzula, although it was very popular and known work, but pretty hard to find. Back in 2005, it was republished, the Yavin Metzula, and then shortly afterwards, it was reissued in 2009 from a Haredi edition of it with a lot of different materials, some which we'll quote shortly. So, but what's interesting is, even though, as I said, that the academics, the historians are fascinated by this work, and we'll see more about that shortly, there's no Adayoim critical edition, so to speak, to be mefarish everything that he says. There's mamash in depth of going through city by city what happened, and there's a lot of other things which we'll talk about in this book. There's no academic work. The closest that there was in 1945, Professor Halperin, an expert of the sugyo. So he wrote Ha'aris, that are valuable, but nothing earth-shattering, and it had a nice, well-written introduction from Feichman. Okay. Feichman, I don't even know how to say his name now. But it was not available for years, and which is fascinating, because this is a very important classic work written by this Adam Chashev Admoi, which we're going to soon see, Reb Nosson Nota Hanover. So now we have to, so Baruch Hashem, it's available. Now, when they reprinted it, Carmel, they got Adam Teller to write an excellent introduction to the work, which is almost 50 pages, his introduction. It's 60-something pages. Fascinating material. And as I said, he's one of the experts in the sugya of Tach V'Tat. So when you buy this edition, not an expensive edition, but you're getting not only the 1945 and it was eventually updated 1966 edition of the Avim Metzulah with Ha'aris, Brief Ha'aris, so you're getting this excellent introduction that talks about a lot of different interesting aspects of the Avim Metzulah. Okay. So that's number one. Now, our number two is as follows: Yavan Metzula, and these type of works about Tach V'Tat. So, two Sheni Yedias that are very fascinating. One I found ages ago, and I was very fascinated by it. And that is like this: one of the most authentic works that relates to Shabsei Tzvi, that's quoted in all the literature about Shabsei Tzvi, is a work that was written in Yiddish. Beschreibung von Shabsei Tzvi me'eis Reblei Bar Oizer. Luckily, for us, it was also translated by Zalman Shazar, but that's the president of Eretz Yisrael. It's called Sipur Maisei Shabsei Tzvi. And this is one of the very early impressive accounts of what happened in times of Shabsei Tzvi. Now, it's Yadua that the Tataz sent people to go meet him, and whatever happened there in the course of the conversation, when his children, they were talking with Shabsei Tzvi. So he said, "Do you know what happened to us in Poland, us Polish Yidden, with Gzeiris Tach V'Tat?" So he says, I'm translating this, is not the Yiddish. V'chi atem tzrichim l'saper lizayis roi lefanei. Look at my table. What's on my table? Basically, Ra'u lefanai munach kol hayoyim sefer tzoika itim sheneschaber al agzeres mikol akilos. Bekitzer, yeah, I'm very well aware. I'm reading the works that just came out on the Tach V'Tat. This is what Shabsei Tzvi tells the Taz, his children. Tzoika itim, and that was one of the earlier works, even before the Yavam Metzula. Okay. This is a Sheni Yedia in as far as history goes, historical stuff. For those that like these type of Jakava historical marmakimus. A Tzveta Shgar Sheni Marmakim, which relates to the Yavam Metzulah, as in the 1880s, a work came out called Seder Hachamim Bekayrus Hayamim, which was a collection by Neubauer of all many different important historical works, whether it was the Igeres Rav Shiri Gaon, say the Kabbalah of the Ravid, and others. And a lot of other historical works, he published parts of them. And one work that he publishes is the Sefer Divrei Yosef, Rabbi Yosef ben Yitzchak Sambarai, historical work written. The completion of the work is 1673. So you're talking about less than 20 years, the 25 years, and the 25 years of when Tach V'Tat happens. So he says, when he's talking about the history of Poland, he talks about Poland, and he says, "Kemuskar b'sefer tzoika itim u'b'sefer yavam metzula shechibru chachmehem alamura shalehem," about what happened to them. So you have to learn through these chiburim, and it's clear there were others bring this down. They used to read dafka these chiburim yavam metzula and tzoika itim during this period of time. So I found that passage also fascinating. So this Chibur Yesh Yavim Metzula is quoted everywhere. L'mashal in the autobiography Yesh Manchilim from Pinchas Katzenellenbeugen, which behind the paywall one could hear at least my first episode so far on this incredible autobiography. Derech Agav, he brings a piece that he read where in the Yavin Metzula. Okay, so this is the first side pratim about this Chibur Yavin Metzula. To mention a few other nakudas briefly is like this. Number one is, who is this Reb Nosson Hanover? Turns out that this Reb Nosson Hanover, not only does he write a gewaldic historical work called Yavin Metzula, he is the author of the incredible, famous Chibur Kol Shaarei Tzion. He was a Talmud of a Talmud of Reb Chaim Vital. Dahinu, he's a Talmud of Reb Chaim HaKoyin Baal Tor Berekas. And he publishes the Chibur Shaarei Tzion, which is based on Divrei Arizal, which we'll quote in a minute, Ad Kedei Kach, how much. And this is where many different things of Kabbalah got across Yehudei Poilin. What am I referring to? Whether it's Tikkun Chatzos, Tikkun Leil Shavuos, Leil Hoshana Rabbah, the Seder, Tfilos before doing mitzvahs, Shem Yichud, Seder Kriya Shma L'Amita, Malkus Erev Yom Kippur, Ataris Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is the source. This is the one of the earliest sources for so many different menhagim in Klal Yisrael. Is from this Chibur Shaarei Tzion. When's it first published? It's published in 16. Sorry, where did I put it down here? 16. Tuf Chaf Beis is the first time it's published, and then it's published, I think, in his lifetime 4 or 5 times. So it's published in 1662 the first time, and then a bunch more times. Okay, now what's important is, for starters, the Haskama of Rabbi Yitzchak Mipozna, which again also he spoke a little bit about him in an episode that's going to be released shortly behind the paywall, of I discussed the Munkacher Library and some Kisvei Yad over there, including the Tshuvos of Rabbi Yitzchak Pozna published by Mechon Yerushalayim. He says, I see v'ra'isi b'yadoi, rav tvuois, chavilois, chavilois, kisvei ha'kodesh shel Arizal. Okay, now in the Hagdama, he describes who he learned by, including the Tor Berekas, Talmud Muvak of Reb Chaim Vital, and he says, I got a lot from him. I also was able to learn by Nosson Shapira in Venezia, Reb Shmuel Abuav, Reb Moshe Zakut, and Lomaldi Mikulam, all different things, and that's what I'm bringing in my Chibur Shaarei Tzion. Now, it's very possible that Shaarei Tzion reaction has to do with what happened to him in Tachvatat, but that is not for now. That's a theory that needs to be worked out. But it's interesting is that although a lot has been written about Nosson Hanover, but a lot of times they don't realize it's the same person. And what's interesting is we're talking about a person who was able to have two best-selling works, whether it's Yavin Metzula, this historical work, and this Shaarei Tzion, which is an incredible, important work for the world of Tefillah. Okay, but now, what is this work? So I said that this is chronologically discusses Mamish Barichus, what happened to the Yidden in the period of time, the tremendous tragedies in depth, what happened from 1648-1649. Okay. So obviously, I wouldn't recommend reading on Shabbos like the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, at least the first part of the Chibur, the bulk of the Chibur. It's perfect reading for Tisha B'Av. Or, in general, as I said, the 3 weeks, or Bechlal, those that are interested in Jewish history. Now, what's also significant is that this, what happened because of the events of Tachvatat. So already in this work, we find the passage. After everything settled, Tiknu Tainis Tzibur L'chol Medinas Poilin B'yoyim Esrim B'chodesh Sivan L'dairis B'y B'yoyim Shenasa Harigas Nemrov K'yadu L'kol Shaisa Kila Rishayna Shemasra Asman L'Ariga Al-Kiddush Hashem Zechusay Tamil Leinu. So he says over there, already in this Hanover brings down, that there was a Tainis Tzibur all of Medinas Poilin on Chaf Sivan to fast. Okay. Furthermore, is that the Yaktuke Seifrim wrote Ha'aris on the Shem Hagdailim's on the Shem Hagdailim of the Chida was published in Yeshurim Volume Chaf Gimel. So over there, when he's talking about the Shach, he's adding on to the information that the Chida talks about. He says he also wrote Slichus Agzeres Tach Betat. Okay, what's he referring to? So there was a Chibur Slichus of Kilas Kedaisha Minaglita published Mamish right in the beginning in 1651. Over there is published the Slichus written by the Shach. It's called Megillas Eifa, unclear exactly when it gets this name, who named it Megillas Eifa, but he also writes an account of what happened in Gezeres Tach V'Tat, including the horrific tragedies that happened to him. So here we have, the story is already starting to change even more, because now you go and ask, who's one of the Gedolei Olam of the past few hundred years in the world of Halacha? It's the Shach. So the Shach wrote Slichas to be said, and he describes it. So first of all, we also have him giving some historical, describing the events of what happened, the terrible tragedies that happened to him. These Slichas of the Shach is quoted already by the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Simen Tuf Kuf Pei. He brings down something else, which is known as the fast before Parshas Chukas, based on the quote in the Sefer Tanya, the Rishon de Tanya, B'yoy Mashishi Parshas Chukas, Nogu Yechidim, L'Sanis Shabaisa, Yoy Nisrafu, all different Kronos, Malayim, Svarim, Bertzarfat. Okay. Then he says, the Gam B'Shnas Tach, Nechavu, Shnei Kiloi, G'doylis Ba'isa Yoyim. What he's referring to, Ba'isa Yoyim, G'may Shekasa B'Slicha Shechibar Baal Hasif Sekayim, referring to Parshas Chukas, not only to Kiloi, Avada much more. And the Magen Avraham is also alive in this period of time. And the point is, so he's already quoting the Slichas of the Chibar Baal HaShach, that's what I'm talking about, that's published already in 1651. So these Slichas that he said, that the Shach wrote, so interestingly enough, already in that Chibur that was published, the Shach, I said, has Agdama. He says, Al kein kavati la'atzmi l'doyreisai l'banim l'vnei banim yoyim tzoyim tainis v'avol l'mispar v'kinim b'yoyim chaf l'chaydur sivan. So he was mesakin for himself, l'chol apachos, a yoyim tzoyim tainis. If you look in the Yavim Metzula already, you see that something is happening, that it's becoming much more of a fast for, it was accepted for Klal Yisrael. Now, Avada today, I'm not going to attempt to go through the whole fascinating sugya of Chaf Sivan. I'm just going to mention certain pratim, the Noisei Kelim of Shulchan Aruch, which are written in this period of time. They're survivors of the Tach V'Tat. L'mashal, the first chibur written and published on Aruch Haim, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim, is the Nachas Tzvi. At the end of his chibur, which in this chibur is actually very, very sparse, it does not discuss Kemat any historical things, events with himself, people that he knew, very, very little. But at the end of the chibur, he discusses that he was a survivor of Tach V'Tat, and he publishes it at this time when many thousands of Yidden were killed, and I lost a child and others in this thing. So at least I have my chibur. At one point, the publisher also mentions the same thing about himself. Now, he Kamat doesn't mention any names, but in one place he mentions, in Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vav, he mentions a piece that he has from, he says, Harav HaGoyin HaKadosh HaTor, Michal from Kilos Nemerv, that he was killed in Tach V'Tat. So he brings down a piece from this great Rabbi Chil. Not only that, he got askama from this Rabbi Chil Michal. Who is this Rabbi Chil Michal that's killed in Tach V'Tat? So it turns out that Reb Nosson Hanover and Yavin Metzula, he talks about him. So first he brings down, it seems when Tach V'Tat began, they were aware of the problems that were about to begin. So he brings down something from the Alpi Kabbalah, but then he says, when he's describing him, he says as follows: Ayesham Rosh Yeshiva, the Kal Kilas Nemrov, Shmaya Goin, Michil Michal Ben Agoin Rebbe Eliezer, Shayedua Kol Hatayra Kula Balpeh, Ubaki haya bechol chachmas b'ilam. The darish number Shabbos shalafnei gzeri. He based, and in Bekitzer he describes how he the in depth how he dies al pi kiddush Hashem. That's found in Reb Nosson Hanover's work. Interestingly enough, the Shach in his Megillas Eifa also talks about this great goyin, and the Shach, who everyone knows how great the Shach was, so the Shach doesn't need any haskamas. But when he also talks about him, about this great goyin, and he who was also killed, ubefrat hagoyin meirenu Rabbi Chil Michel Chacham Charshim. Bekitzer, he was one of the known Gedolei Olam. Today we don't know much about him, not so much survived. A nephew of his publishes, also in these early years, a chibur called Shivrei Luchais, which interestingly enough, one of the republications of it in before World War II was from the Rare Library of Chaim Berlin. Bekitzer, there's a lot collected about this Yid, this great Rabbi Chil Michel, and he was one of the early tragedies of Tachvatat. The Taz, Gadol HaDar of his time, he also, Saif Yamov, he also was affected by Tachvatat. I said he sends his children off to Mishapsei Tzvi, that's legendary, and we quoted a passage about that. But he also writes a Slichos Chaf Sivan, and he says, nearly the Tanisha Gazru Manhige Shalosh Artsois, but Sir of Gainam Lesanis Bechol Chav Siva Mishumre Agzeira, Bavanisani Yesh Likwais Vechal, Afilu Kshachobioim Bezo Hesh, Atanizel Kavu, Afilu Biosim Bez Vehei Dachar Pesach. It's more important than Bahab. This is the Taz and Simon Tavkov Samach Vav. There's another point that Taz says about it. That they were geyser on it. Hey, mitzad shechutz l'mdin v'atanesim bom levato charoin af. Loi ala tshuva levad v'din tam tzibri yeshnam v'roiv pam masanim ben roiv hakal. Okay. In the Divrei David of his ala Torah, he also mentions it. And he says there was an incredible hariga. Kamat l'roiv Yisrael, shabai zedor, everyone ran, many deaths. This is a passage of his in his Divrei Dov in Parshas maybe it's in Parshas Hazinu. Okay. The Kitzer, what I'm trying to bring out is that the tragic events of that happened Tachvatat, that ended up being after the events were finished, they made Slichois and a Tainis. So these are recorded in these Chiburim. Not only of Metzula, the other Chiburim, just to mention the incredible four volumes of the Tzeik. It's called the Kairis Hagzeris al Yisrael, published in the 1880s. So he has tons of material. He collected everything. He published all the rare works, some manuscripts also. This was published by Gruland, and very hard to find all the works, but he also has a bunch of the accounts of Tachvatat. Not only he does not republish Yav Mutzul, because Yav Mutzul was Yachasi, was available. But the point is that we're seeing over here is that the Shach and the Taz refers to it. They were composed. And it turns out that Taisis Yontif also wrote Slichos for this terrible tragedy that happened to the Yidden in Tachvatat. So now, what's interesting is like this. In the beautiful work published of the Shiurim of Soloveitchik that he gave over the years on Tisha B'Av on the Kinnis, called The Lord is Righteous in All His Ways by Rav Schechter. So there's a passage, he says like this. On page 299, he says like this. We have no Kinnis for the terrible tragedies that happened in 1648-49. For the Crusades, we do. But it's interesting, he says, the Taisis Yantiv did write Slichus. He says, this is what Rabbi Soloveitchik said, no one accepted or even heard of it. Not only that, he says a number, 500,000 Jews were killed during these massacres, yet not a single word is mentioned in the Kinnis. Why this is, is a question. I asked this question many times. I have no real answer. It should have been mentioned. Then he says another passage, again when he's talking about Tachvatat, He says, I remember people used to fast on it that day. There were special slichas for it. And some Siddurim, you'll find a reference to the fast. And then he says, but the Gedolei Yisrael, such as the Marshal, and many more, did not agree with adding fast to commemorate particular tragedies. They did not want to make any changes in the calendar of the mourning, so they dropped it. Now, the problem is like this. Number one is the Marshal has nothing to do with Tachvatat. He's not even alive. As I said, I don't know which Gedolei Yisrael, I don't know anyone could document any Gedolei Yisrael at that period of time that was against Tach V'tat and making a Yoyim Tainus and Slichus. As I just said, Klal Yisrael has the Shach. Klal Yisrael has the Tosis Yantif, has the Taz. The Magen Avraham brings it down, Shulchan Aruch. These are the great Gedolim of that period of time. Definitely, definitely at that period of time they accepted it. And they said the Slichus. It wasn't just, okay, the Tosis Yantif, Episro Slichus. Now the Tosis Yantif, the Shach, and many others. Mechon Zichron Aharon published a bunch of years ago a beautiful work, Eitzer Memonis Ariois, which they collected all different piyutim and slichas and everything. And there are a ton of materials of the piyutim and the slichas that were published. And this is, some of it was published in the work that I mentioned, Lekairis Hagzeris Al Yisrael. So tons was written and said and used all over Klal Yisrael. What's ironic is that there's a gisha in amongst many gedolim, that Tisha, including Rav Soloveitchik, that Tisha B'Av is the day when we remember all the terrible things that happened for Klal Yisrael. Today, it's fascinating to see how the day that people are focused of mamish learning or watching videos about the Holocaust or anything to do with it, already today it's even becoming less, but is on Tisha B'Av. There's no other days that's really spent learning it. It took years till it became part of the curriculum in certain places even. But it met heavy opposition till it became like that. But the point is, Tisha B'Av is the day. Legendary speech, essay from Rav Hutner about this. That's the day we discuss everything. So you would think, and Rav Soloveitchik is asking this as a Gevaldik Akasha, you would think that there will be some slichas about it, of the terrible thing that happened in Tach V'tat to Klal Yisrael, where these Gedolei Olam are saying these, how terrible it was. It's mamash tzarchiyim, especially because part of the conversation when the Holocaust happened, and afterwards they wanted to put in Kinnisford, and many shuls do say it, although recently I just, a work that just came out a few weeks ago called Bir Halachti, the Torani, Be'inyam Medinis Yisrael, Yoyim Atzmut. So some fellow just mamish published the work, and in there he talks about that making the special kinnis for Tisha B'Av is not it was not accepted for the Shoah. He says, even though Rav Osner and other big gedolim were mechaberet to put it in, but Rav Shach was very against it to put it in. Now, what's interesting is what's going on. Lamaisa, we do know many people in Klal Yisrael do say various kinnis that were composed about the Shoah. So that was put in, but Chaf Sivan was completely forgotten about. Until the Holocaust, this was considered the greatest event of the tragedies that happened over a period of a few years to the destruction of Polish Jewry. And when one reads the Yavim Metzula, you get to see this in depth, or the other works that were written of Chaf Sivan. So it's incredible to see that it's sort of like ironic. At that period of time, the Gedolim, the real Gedolim, the Gedolei Olam, the Ayin, the Shach, the Taz, the Tosis Yomtiv, the Magen Avraham is bringing it down as an accepted, not saying anything against it. And they composed Slichas, and for years people said it, and there's documentation of many, many Yidden that fasted. And then all of a sudden, so first the kasha is, for hundreds of years, why is it in the kinnis? They didn't have it. So the answer is very pashut, why you won't find in the kinnis. Soloveitchik is asking why it's in the kinnis. Because Chaf Sivan, they did say slichas. I know, I live in Eretz Yisrael, many times I'm stuck in shul. For Chaf Sivan, I end up saying slichas, I don't leave. So they do say it. That's the reason why it's not found in the kinnis. And what you see from this is that there is a kayach to make a day and add slichus. Now, I don't fast on Chaf Sivan, and I don't know too many people that fast after the war, but there were many people that did. So you're seeing over here that there is. So you'll say, okay, the Shach made the Kinnis, the Taisis Yantif, these Gedayin Le'Yilam. Okay, Beseder. But the point is that something unique is sort of forgotten about on this day that's supposed to be the day, like Rav Hutner and all these Gedolim, that we remember all the terrible things that Klal Yisrael and Tach V'Tat has been forgotten, even though there was so much written about it by very special people, including this Rav Nosson Hanover, is Yavin Metzula. This is Aram. Now, I already went way over. This is supposed to be a very short episode. I have no control once I open up my mouth. I apologize. Obviously, I'm not forcing anyone to listen to this, and one could shut off the recording at any point in time earlier. But part of my belief, the last Nakuda I would like to bring out tonight is another point of the Chashivas of the Chibur Yavin Metzula. And this is what I think is actually the obvious answer why it remained more famous than the other accounts of what happened. So, as I said, I keep on saying there's a bunch of accounts. There's at least four or five other thorough accounts of what happened. So one of the nekudas that they all talk about is, and the academic literature goes, there's crazy numbers, thousands and thousands. Rav Soloveitchik said something like 500,000 people died, were killed. Let me just check that before I quote that, make sure that I read that right. Yeah, 500,000 Jews were killed during these massacres. That's a crazy number. Now, obviously, where do they get that from? From these chiburim. So the shaila is that number true? So this is a huge diun, and historians throughout the generations did accept the numbers. Others started analyzing it in recent years. They're trying to drop the numbers. To me, there's no way to, at the end of the day, after reading all the literature about it, there's no way to really know the numbers. I don't know what it was. But bottom line is, I don't care what the numbers were. Bottom line I know is that thousands of Yidden were killed in horrific ways. So when you read Yavin Metzula, so let's say it's instead of being 500,000 Jews, it's only 75,000 Yidden, let's say. That's a crazy number of Yidden to be killed, that many of them were killed in atrocious ways. Everything was wiped out. This was a crazy period of time. So I don't know why historians feel this necessity to drop the numbers. Who cares what the exact numbers are? The reason Shannon did numbers in these chiburim is very simple. They have no way to calculate it. No one has a way to calculate it. Whenever there's huge numbers of people that go to large events, there's no exact way. There's laws of averages, how many people fit in a space, and blah, blah, blah. They figure out, let's say someone goes to Levaya, a big Levaya. Do they know the exact number? Most of the time, they don't. They have ways based on with mathematics and everything to figure out things, but here, there was a period of time, there was no documentation. Half the Jews, they didn't know what was going on in every one of these towns. So that's why they didn't have the exact numbers. But anyway, bottom line is, when you're reading these chiburim, whether it's Chaf Sivan, whether it's Bechlal as a historical document, whether it's on Tisha B'Av, whether it's during the 3 weeks of Mekayim, the Divrei Yosef, all of these things you're seeing that there was a period of time that, besides the Holocaust, that terrible tragedies happened to Klal Yisrael. Okay. But what happens, what makes this Chibur Yavin Metzula more stand out is the following Nakuda. After everything, after discussing the part, everything that happens, he goes like this. Then I'm going to tell you towards the end of the work. Ata atchil lichtoiv hanhagas shalmedinas Poland, which was how did life for Yidden in Poland was it before this tremendous tragedy that happened? And then he goes, he says like this, Ki yadua, there's a Mishnah novice, Shloish Advarim Hoylem Oymed, Ala Toira, Ala Vaida, Al Gunis Chasadim. Then we know there's another Mishnah, Shloish Advarim Hoylem Kayim, Ala Din, Ala Emes, Fala Shalim. Kol Elu, says Rabbi Nosson Hanover, Shisha Amudim, Shailim Oymed, Alein, Eskaimim, Bimdinas Pilim. Okay, Gevaldik. What does he do? And then he goes and he has a few pages where he documents the Amud HaTorah, everything, what happened in the Torah world, how they learned, how the yeshivas were, how the shiurim were. Academics had a field day being mefarish. Everything here is mamish accurate. A lot of people read it, they don't even understand, but everything is going on. He's describing the pilpul world. Everything if you read this very carefully and you understand what the historical things, it's unbelievable. And he basically, the Balabatim supported the Bahram to learn. And the Teg, they had no problem. They loved to support Bahram. And there were many learned people in all these Kehilas. And it's fascinating what he describes for a few pages. Then at one point, just to throw out there, every one of the Nakudas over here needs to be discussed at great length. And as I said, history uses this work, Jewish, and that's why I feel that this chelik, the second chelik, is beautiful to see what was in the world that was before Tach V'Tat. The Poland, this is the world where the Ramah, Marshal, these superstars existed active, and their Talmidim, and their Bat Midrashim. You get to see all about this in this work. So then he's talking about the Bachrim would get tested at the end of the week. And every Rosh Hashiva, he had a Shamash that would be in charge of everything. And if someone didn't know what he was learned that week, the Shamash would hit him b'shvatim gedolim in front of everyone to make sure the next week he would learn. But they also gave prizes, incentives, money. Unbelievable. Unbelievable passages. The famous Yerid that the thousands of Yidden, all the Rosh Hashivas everywhere would come a few times is described at length over here in this work. And this is used when discussing the Yerid. This is like the standard piece of information. The page over here, what he talks about, is quoted. What and the chasanus that took place. He says, "V'nasa kama meis chasanus ulefam malofim chatunim b'nei Yisrael nashim nashim ayolchem ayirib b'bigdei malchus," because they were so chashuv in front of everyone. Okay, he talks about the cover for rabbanim, davening, chesed that took place. Incredible chesed. He talks about this all, and all this is considered unbelievable documentation. So these 15-20 pages, I feel, should be read, because you get a glimpse, and it's not only the deaths and how horrific it was. You get to see the lost world that was, which is beyond important. Again, also it's very sad to see, but unbelievable materials that one could gain and learn from when you learn and read this work. And to be Messiah, one last passage. As I said, he talks about the deaths of different people. So he talks about the death of the great Mekubal Elokai, Shmoy Reb Shimon Meester Paili. And he says, this is what he says. Now we're talking, this is then. This is not someone talking about 55 years later, this is the story that people would say over. No, he's talking about then. Everyone knew he had a magid from Shemayim, whatever that means. Then he says, the magid told him, he says, it didn't help. And then when the Bekitzer, when it came, they killed, and he was killed in horrific deaths. Kiddush Hashem. Now, to be Messiah is that it turns out he also, so even though he survives all this, according to some accounts, he also is killed and dies al Kiddush Hashem. And to be Messiah, one last yediyah, the Shach, the Chibur of the Megillah Sefer, the Shach, which is very rare. So it was republished in 2009. Before that, it was not published too many times. And today, this work, Zeris Tach V'Tat, was published in 2009. I'm pretty sure it's out of print. So the point is that we have over here the Shach and other Gedolim, at least documenting events that happened in their time. The Yavam Metzula, Rav Nosson Hanover, a Yid, I told you, was Zaycha to sit and learn by the great Mekubalim, a Yid that was learned in the Pilish Yeshivas, and he describes everything that was going on. Also felt fit to write about what Poland Shuri was, what we lost. And a lot of times, when you read history, it helps us, because we see that after everything is said and done, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, what we quoted, that we're still around, and in a way that's also tremendous chizuk. Mirtz Hashem, over time, I hope to return to various aspects of all the different things I mentioned in this episode. And this was supposed to be a short episode. I apologize for its length.